my starter pack on Sokoladuma Radio. This is my starter pack. Welcome to Sokoladuma Radio. In this show, we ask players about their first car, their first house, their first red cards, and other firsts in their life and career as a footballer. Welcome to the show.
Sokoladuma Radio.
First up, we have the 2018-2019 Goalkeeper of the Season. He was also the first choice keeper for Bafana Bafana at AFCON and is now a two-time MTN8 champion. I'm happy to be joined on the line by SuperSport United's number one, Ronwen Williams. Ronwen, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
My first VRPA!
BMW 1 Series. It was actually a joke in the team one day. When Narcisse Morris was here, the guys used to joke around that I'm his boy, you know, I'm his lighty and things like that, and that they should buy me a car. And then one day he just said, come, let's go to the dealership. And to my, yeah, just like that, it was weird, you know, but obviously I paid him back, you know, paid back the money to him as time went on, as I got, you know, a better deal. But yeah, my first car was bought by Narcisse Morris.
My first crib!
Funny enough, I rented Shane Pochenpool, who was our former player, a legend at SuperSport, you know, a close friend of mine. I rented out his place.
My first paycheck!
He was proper paycheck. What did I do? I'm not sure. I think I probably went... Oh, it was actually... I think I went home for that weekend. Funny enough, I got paid and I think it was my birthday on the weekend. Yeah, and I went home and I spent some time at home with all my family, you know, through a big party and things.
My favorite team?
Kaizer Chiefs.
What about your favorite player?
Brian Baloyi. I can't remember who they played, but I can remember the game going to penalty shootouts, and I think he saved like three, you know, and, you know, ever since then, you know, I took a keen interest on penalty shootouts, and I've always enjoyed watching it and being part of it, you know, and I've had my success in, you know, penalties for the past few seasons. So yeah, my love for penalties started back then when Brian Baloyi used to, you know, pull up all those saves.
My first pair of boots.
Let me tell you, I think it's Grand Prix. Yes, I think it's Grand Prix. I probably bought that Pep or Mr. Price, one of those places.
But what about when you went pro, though?
My first pair was a Nike Mercurial, the Mercurial Vapor. I think it was a white one, white and blue. Yes, my first year professionally, that's what I wore until I signed a nice deal with Adidas. And now I've been, we've had a wonderful partnership, you know, for the past 6 years, or past 7, 8 years. You know, I've been with the Adidas family, and, you know, I can't see myself wearing anything else.
Who is your favorite team overseas?
Manchester City. They don't need to defend. You know, the defenders are to defend because they've got the ball 90% of the time. So my job will be, you know, would be so much easier. But yeah, I mean, it's not easy as well. They work very hard. So yeah, they're quality side, quality team, quality coaches.
So you like penalties? Sharp then, first penalty save.
Professionally? Jeez. Oh. Yeah. I'm not sure, but I think my first penalty shootout was, the team was a team we played, I think, 2011-2012, a team from Kimberley in the Nedbank. And I saved two penalty kicks that game. But I can't remember who the player was and the team. I don't know what the team, because they from, I think they were from the Vodacom or the NSD at that time. No! Actually, my first penalty save alive was 2011, January, I played my first professional game. It was a CAF game. We played a team from Botswana away, and I saved the penalties.
My first professional coach?
Was Coach Gavin Hunt. I worked with him, you know, since I was like 16 years old up until I signed first team, you know, when I was 17 going on 18. I worked with him for a few years, you know, and he's not an easy person to work with, but, you know, what you get with him, that you know what you get with him. You know, he's very straightforward. He wants things done a certain way. You know, he wants his players to do things in a certain way, play a certain way. He's got his own brand of football, you know, and he gives lots of youngsters chances. I think he's, you know, he's one of the coaches who's given so many youngsters opportunities, you know, at such a young age. And, you know, I'm forever grateful to him. And we've still got a very good relationship, you know. We would always, you know, text each other when the other wins, you know, like major trophies and things like that. So, yeah, we've still got a good relationship, and he's, you know, I mean, he's one of the best in the country.
Because this is my starter pack, how about my first phone?
My first phone was a Motorola, I think, C250. My father bought that for me. I think I was 11 years old. Yes, I was 11. It was difficult, because that's the time I started, you know, going for trials at Super Sport. So I would travel a lot and play a lot of provincial tournaments. So it was difficult, you know, keeping contact with him. So, you know, that helped me persuade him to get me one.
Cover the ink, cover the sleeves. My first tattoo.
Yes, I got it 2010. It's, can't explain it. It's a cross. You know, there's a cross, but with a lot of like ribbons around it, because it was all my tattoos is for my late brother. Everything that I've got in my body, that's, you know, it's about him and what he meant to me and the role he played in my life.
That's how we wrap up the first edition of My Starter Pack. Thank you to Ronwin Williams. Let us know on social media who you would like us to chat to next. Until next time, from myself, your host, Slu Paho, and my editor, Simon Strella, have a fantastic day.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.